Thank you for choosing Urge.Fiber. Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. I had called last week and spoke to a representative who advised that your internet service would be in my area starting, I think she said October 31st. So I wanted to go ahead and set up an installation for that.
So we can get you signed up for service. We can't get you set up for the installation of that until that time frame comes up, but we can get you signed up to be on the waiting list for those installations.
Got it. Okay, that's fine.
All right. So what is your name, ma'am? Just so I have it for the records.
Sure. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Last name is C-H-A-U, V as in Victor, I-N as in Nancy.
I did not have pen and paper handy. Give me a sec. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
So, Nicole, and how do you spell your last name?
C-H-A-U-V-I-N.
Nicole Chauvin?
Yes.
All right. And what is your home, your street address?
It's 10 Stortini, S-T-O-R-T-I-N-I, Drive, and that is in Rhinebeck, New York.
What's the zip code?
12572.
All right, I am pulling that information. Stratini Drive and Rhinebeck. There we go. All right. When you called in last time, was this for a home connection, correct?
Yeah.
All righty. Fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking at the last time? Were you looking at like just the 1 gig speeds?
I mean, that's what we have. I was talking to my husband, and he wants to, I guess, upgrade to the 2 gig.
Okay.
If we decide to change it in the future for whatever reason, can we do that? How does that work?
So, yes, you can upgrade in the future. Right now, we only offer a 1 and 2 gig package. We actually just recently started out our residential testing on higher speeds. So we don't have our 5 and 8 gig networks for residential available just yet, but we are working on getting those available for customers.
Okay. But if for some reason we wanted to just go back for savings purposes to the 1 gig, could we do that?
Yes, you could. No problem. So you want to sign up for the 2 gig at this time? That's perfectly understandable.
Yeah.
So we can do. So we can. We can ask you about how large is your home?
Like 3,000 square feet.
All right. So we can offer you right now one extender for your first wireless access point, which is going to be your router. You know, part of the monthly package. And right now we actually have it's not a sale. It's essentially a promotion going on, where we can offer you your first extender for that larger home for free if you'd like to utilize that.
Yeah, I mean, we do have an extender.
Okay.
Our current extender, or?
You can use your current extenders, just letting you know that if you do utilize your current extenders, anything beyond that extender, we won't really be able to, you know, troubleshoot. Nine times out of 10, most people use it for something like their TV. So it's usually nothing too horrible. So, but we can say none for now. And if you would like to utilize them going forward, you can.
Okay. Well, I mean, you said there was no cost right now for that?
For the first extender. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. So then why don't we do that?
Okay.
I guess I'd rather use your equipment. But with the with the 2 gig speed, do you need extenders?
So the
3,000.
So the speed of our internet does not denote how wide the actual router can reach. That is that's an equipment dependency, not a speed of service dependency. So.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So yes. Alrighty, so we'll get all that in. Do you guys need any kind of home phone service?
No.
All right, fantastic. All right, do you guys own or rent your property?
We own.
Fantastic. Do you know how to get your utilities? Are they above ground or underground?
Above.
So they
Look at
come from the pole through the air?
the
Like your electricity. Does it
yeah,
come
we
from
have
the
a
pole?
meter on the we have a meter on the side of the house.
That's it?
Yes.
That means you guys probably have underground. No worries about that. Is
Okay.
your billing address different from your service address?
No.
All right. All right. Now, here's where my little handy dandy note comes into play.
Okay.
So I don't have to ask you to spell your name out again because you already spelled it for me.
There you go.
All right. And Nicole, what is a good email address for you?
So my name, Nicole, NICOLE, dot M as in Marie, dot last name, CHAUVIN, at Gmail.
And the phone number you're calling me from today, that 845-797-6964, is that a good contact number for you?
It is, yes.
All right, copying that over. One moment. Now we have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text is probably best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, or billing updates. By opting in to
Perfect.
receive text, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this for account-specific updates. We will not send you any
Okay.
advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so, and you can choose to opt out through your account portal at any time to receive and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay? Fantastic. So right now we're looking at a 2 gig. Sorry, we're looking at a 2 gig home Wi-Fi, home wireless with Archtop Fiber. Available looks like October. Yep, Halloween. It's the
Yep.
spooky season.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. It's not going to affect your credit score.
Okay.
We're just gathering a few bits of information. You are who you say you are, and see if you're required
Okay.
to pay a minimum deposit. You can opt out at any time, but by doing so, you will be required to pay that $50 deposit. Would you like to run that check now? Fantastic. Let me get your information copied over real quick to our fancy dancy little. I always misspell Rhinebeck for some odd reason. And that zip code is 12572, correct?
12572, yeah.
And copying over that phone number. And whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social security number because that is what's required to run a soft credit check.
Okay, it's 119 770 7625.
Middle two, can you repeat that? So I have your first three. What's the second two?
70.
All right, thank you very much. I just wanted to verify that just because you did cut out slightly during that. So give me
Oh,
one
no
moment.
worries.
Well, you're a fantastic match for us here at Archtop Fiber. So you're not going to be required to pay a penny until you guys are get your service installed.
Great.
Now, would you like to sign up for our auto pay and paperless billing? All right. Did you want to do that as an ACH direct debit, which will get you that $10 off, or do you want to use a credit or debit card, which will only get you a $5 discount?
We can do the ACH, that's fine.
All right, whenever you're ready, I'm good to go to take the account information just to make sure we're getting everything okay.
Okay. So the routing is 021-202-337.
That should be Chase.
Yes.
All right, and what's the account number?
Is 135 883-616.
Thank you. And the name on the account?
Is me and my husband, Nicole and Jason Chauvin.
Is this a checking or savings account?
It's checking.
Do you authorize us here at Arch Up Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me save that banking information. It's going to create a small token for me so that way I can get everything going. While it's working on that, I do have our legal disclosures I do have to go over with you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement if we do so. If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service is installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Arch Top Fiber is property of Arch Top Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Arch Top Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and any other account-specific details through your online account portal. You are automatically enrolled in your Arch Top Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So how'd you hear about us? Aside from, you know, the you called in last week.
Well, yeah. There were contractors in our neighborhood or the area that we live in installing the fiber wires and a coworker, I guess, she lives over in Kingston.
Okay.
So she has your service and she said, it's great. It's not Spectrum. And it saves us money. So,
hey, there you go. So I'm going to say the first spot was kind of employee referral because you saw our contractors out there and that's kind of, they're like, hey, yeah, you guys should get this. On your property, is there anything our installer should be aware of on like buried wire of septic tanks, anything else?
There is a septic tank in the backyard.
Even though we won't go back there, I do like to include that. So that they are aware.
And there is a wire. We have like electrical boxes kind of on between our property and our neighbor's property. And when the guys were doing work, they marked, there must be wires underground because they did mark with like flags right on our property and on our neighbor's property. So whatever that means.
Okay. All right, I have that. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for our technicians or people like myself?
I don't think so.
All right, let me get this order placed. And as I stated, we'll be giving you a call as soon as we're getting closer to that installation date to make sure that we can get you scheduled.
Okay, great.
All right, you should be receiving right at this point about two emails. One's going to be an overview of pretty much everything we went over. It's just going to have a little confirmation.
Okay.
Order saying, hey, congratulations, welcome to Arch Top Fiber. And then the next one you're going to get is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. This is going to have a hyperlink and potentially potentially have a password on there. It's just a temporary password for you to be able to log in for the first time, set your security questions, and reset your password. If you have any issues with that going forward, you can go ahead and give us a call back and we'd be happy to do a reset for you.
Okay, great.
Now, is there anything else I can help you with today, Nicole?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber, and welcome to the family officially.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.